Step 4 is update your social media site status. That's when you're going through all the social media websites that you use and linking back to page 1 so that people can see your content. A tip for this is to create a master list of all the social networking sites that you belong to along with the username and password. And then you can even maybe do it with a spreadsheet where whenever you have something new, you can go down and check off every site that you've done. As far as what your status message should be, it should be something like, check out my free checklist for hiring a bookkeeper, just added this video about Twitter in 10 minutes a day. You're letting them know that you have something free to offer them, and click here if they want to check it out. By the way, this is a great activity for a virtual assistant. You could set up this spreadsheet with all your usernames and passwords, create your message, which is the little sort of headline for your freebie opt-in, and the link, and then just have your virtual assistant go to all your social networking sites and update what you've done. As far as technical tips, I love using Google Docs for keeping track of a spreadsheet like I talked about above. It's a great way to share it with your team, share it with your virtual assistant. Everybody can make changes and it's updated. You don't have to send Microsoft Word documents back and forth and worry about if it's been changed or not, that kind of thing. Another really cool tool for doing this is something called Ping FM. Ping FM is a site that can update a lot of your social bookmarking sites at once. And so you can put in your information for LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and whatever else you use, type the message in once and it'll automatically update all your sites. So that's really cool. So this is step 4 after you have your little system set up, is to go through and change your status updates so that people can actually find the cool freebie that you have. This sounds really obvious, but this is actually kind of a core tenet of using social media that I see a lot, is a lot of people will say, well, I'm on social media, but you know, nobody found my account or nothing's happening, and it's because you're not telling people what's going on. And you have to tell people a lot, because you have to remember that people don't read every word that you say. People don't, you know, click every single link that you put out, especially in a forum like Twitter. It's not the norm to read every single message that someone sends. So you probably do have to repeat yourself a few times, which is step 5.